It's well known that rents in and around Boston are some of the highest in the nation. How is it possible, then, that a private yacht club with a panoramic view of Boston Harbor pays rent of just $400 a month? The answer, the Wollaston Yacht Club in Quincy rents from the state. Here's another example. Boston's Museum of Science also sits on land owned by the state, for which it pays a yearly rent of, now get ready for this, $1. And I'll do the math for you. That works out to 8.3 cents a month. These are just two examples of what Commonwealth Magazine has documented in a piece entitled Freeloading, about the state's sloppy oversight of public land leases and what it's costing taxpayers. Bruce Mole is editor of Commonwealth Magazine. And Bruce, thanks for coming in.
Good to be here.
So these are some amazing examples. And let's start with the Wollaston Yacht Club in Quincy. This is a private, members-only club which rents its harborfront land for just $400. How did the club end up with such a deal?
Well, you know, that's a good question. We'd wanted to find that out ourselves. We were just asking for lease information on all the various yacht clubs and all the various other properties that we were seeing that the legislature directed the various state agencies to lease out. And we never really got a good answer of why that happened in the first place. It goes a long time ago, before the people that are currently at DCR were even there.
That's the Department of Conservation and Recreation, right?
And that's the state agency that oversees parks and tons of state land. And so they don't really know why the deal was constructed the way it was in the beginning. What they do know is that this yacht club stopped paying rent 6 years ago, and basically, no one's done anything about it. The club says it doesn't have enough members, enough income to really support the rent it's paying, and the state doesn't quite know what to do about it.
They're $32,000 behind in their rent?
That's right.
Wow. So let's talk about another example or two, one of which I mentioned. One well-known Boston institution is sitting on some choice land, paying exactly $1 a year, the Boston Museum of Science.
Yeah. That land was abandoned, probably not being used for much of anything when it was originally leased out some 40, 50, 60 years ago. The idea, I think, is probably a sensible one. Let's give it to the Museum of Science at a rent of $1 a year and let them build a museum there, which will be a great attraction for Boston. But as time goes by and this becomes a major institution, you begin to ask, should they be paying a little bit more than $1 a year? But they have a deal that goes for 97 years with an option to redo for another 97 years. So the museum does a lot for the city, does a lot for the state, but you have to wonder whether that's a good deal for the state.
Sure. Now, you cite some examples where private entities are paying rent. Even at first blush, it looks like a pretty decent rent, but they're reaping vastly bigger profits from the land. A case in point are the parking lots under Starrow Drive next to Leverett Circle, right? Tell us about these.
Yeah, everybody drives by them when you're going down Storrow Drive, and you always sort of look down there, and they're jammed on weekdays. And I didn't realize until we got this lease that this was actually owned by the state and leased to Mass Eye and Ear. And the folks at the Department of Conservation and Recreation don't really, again, know the origin of why this was done, but they were directed by the legislature to extend a lease about 20 years ago. And it was, I guess, in 2 10-year increments. And it's not a small piddling amount of money. I think it's about $120,000 a year. But that's a parking lot that they charge you $9 to go in. They're making $500,000 a year in profit off the parking lot. And so now the state is saying if they ran it themselves or leased it out to a parking lot operator, they could make 2 to 3 times that amount for the state. It's clearly undervalued, and now they're going through a negotiation process to try and put that out to bid.
So there are three examples, Bruce, of leases of land by the state that seem to be incredibly bad deals for the state. How typical is this?
Well, that's another tough question to answer, but we tried to do it by looking through legislation that was passed directing the state agencies to lease out land, and we picked out 20 or 30 that were of interest. And it took an incredible amount of work just to find out the details of those. This department has about 1,000 leases with all sorts of entities. They say most of them are pretty straightforward and are pretty standard. But they're admitting that they've got a problem. In fact, they've called in the state auditor now, Suzanne Bump, And she's got a team of 3 to 5 investigators parked at that agency starting to go through all these leases to look at them and see what's going on there. So I think it's a question of how did this happen? I think just people took their eye off the ball. Hmm. The budget of that agency has been cut to the bone. At the time, the Metropolitan District Commission and the Department of Environmental Management were merged in 2003.
Right, to create the Department of Conservation and Recreation.
And at that time, then Governor Mitt Romney was saying he was going to get a lot of savings by merging these two. They had 13 people sort of overseeing leases and monitoring them and, you know, acting like a landlord. They are down to none right now. They're trying to hire someone to fill the last person that left several months ago. There was also a clash of cultures there. This is what the Patrick administration says. So you had a MDC culture and a DEM culture, and the two didn't really mix too well. And as a result, as people left over time due to budget cutbacks, it was like one hand didn't know what the other hand did, and it was all sort of back-of-the-envelope stuff. So now they need to reassemble a process for overseeing these leases.
And the state, just to be very clear, again, from your reporting, they've responded quite positively and say, yeah, we've got a problem. We've got to respond to this, right?
Yeah, but a little history is helpful on this one. We started asking for leases and looking at this more than a year ago. And they weren't very responsive initially. It took months and months. Our reporter, Coleman Herman, was piecing this together slowly over time. And then at some point, I think, they ultimately decided, we've discovered a big problem here. And so their attitude changed entirely. Instead of fighting us, they began sort of exploring how to solve it.
Bruce, this is a story about bad record keeping. It's about incompetence, perhaps. But any indication at all that corruption is involved here?
Well, we have no evidence that there was corruption involved. But again, most of these leases either were directly dictated or in a general sense dictated by the legislature. So there's a lot of politics that can go on there. And these decisions continue to be made. This is an ancient history. There's other examples that are going right on right now where the state leases property to private entities at very low rates. And there's arguments for why you might want to do it, like a community health organization. Give them state land for basically nothing. Maybe that's a good idea. Maybe it's not. But these fly through the legislature with very little oversight. And it's clear that some people have the ear of legislators and others do not.
Sure. And it's always instructive to follow the money, as they say.
That's right.
Well, my final question is, can I rent some choice piece of real estate from the state? I think this would help out my personal situation in a big way.
Well, there may be a yacht club over there on Wollaston Beach that's looking for someone to move in, so you could try that.
All right. Bruce Moll is editor of Commonwealth Magazine, which published a piece called Freeloading, about what the state's sloppy oversight of public lands is costing taxpayers. You can find a link to the story at radioboston.org. And Bruce, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, joining us now is Ed Lambert. He's commissioner of the Department of Conservation and Recreation. And Commissioner Lambert, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We just heard from Bruce Moll at Commonwealth Magazine. Do you acknowledge that there's a bit of a problem here that needs to be corrected in terms of the state's oversight of these leases?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think we have about 1,000 such documents that we need to keep track of, anywhere from, we think, at least 5 to maybe 15% of those agreements are faulty in one way or another.
What's being done to put this right?
We've invited the auditor's office in to help us design a better program. There'll probably be some recommendations as it relates to staffing and also information technology, which we think can be used in a much better way than we've been able to thus far. We've also triaged some of these agreements that we think are the most flawed, where we can take some revenue and put it back into our park system. The Mass Eye Air parking lot is one of those where we're going out to RFP to see if we might be able to enhance the revenue that we get from the Commonwealth.
Well, Ed Lambert, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Ed Lambert is commissioner of the Department of Conservation and Recreation. He's promising to clean up the state's leasing program.
Let us know what you think at radioboston.org. And coming up, alt-country up-and-comer Maddie Diaz. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.